from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Fesco in the Morning. Damn glad to have you as we move into the 9 o'clock hour. This show has gone by lightning quick. You'll get Cody and Gold live in studio today. They survived their first day of camp, so they're in good shape. They're lean and in football shape.
That's good. That's all you can ask for, Dusty.
Yep. That's what camp
cliches. Best shape of their lives.
Best shape of their lives. Better than ever. Ready for the opportunity.
When do you think Alex Gold last did anything athletic? Do you think it's the combine years ago?
Or when they attempted to play basketball during the Big 12 tournament. And he tried to shoot or play defense.
Right. Yeah,
I think that's somewhat of athletic ability. But I don't want to dog too much on him. I've gotten in trouble for that before.
For what?
We just said he looked like a single dad at a Vegas trip.
Okay, how did you get in trouble for telling the truth?
They say the truth shall set you free.
Mm-hmm. From the 816, we're talking about great jobs, and we're going to get to one here in a second, but this guy texted in, it may be Alex. Always wanted to be in a full-time touring ska band. Now I'm just a Midwest suburban dad.
I'll tee him up, you knock him out. I'll tee him up, you knock him out. We continue to take your text in on that. We'll get into that as a story came out of somebody who is a professional blank. We'll get into that a little bit later, but what is your dream job, or what is your dream professional job that you would love to have? 913-586-7610. I do want to start with a dream team, not Jordan and those guys, but there's a chance that we may not lose the TNT pre and post game crew. TNT Sports plans to match Amazon's media rights package for NBA stare down.
How about that that stealth letter by TNT yesterday saying we are matching and we expect the NBA to comply. That was like,
hello,
we have the right to do this and we're doing it, and you better match or you better accept, otherwise there's going to be hell to pay. And I will say this, if I'm the NBA right now, I will fight this thing in court, because Amazon gives you something that Discovery does not give you.
Right.
The ability to stream worldwide. And when we were in Italy, I was trying to get on different apps, to watch programs or whatever, so I didn't have to watch the Italian Food Network, which was very different than our food network. It was all in Italian, and they cooked a lot of pasta. It was very different. It was like 1995 Food Network over there, okay? Remember how it was like just a simple kitchen and somebody boiling water, and here's how you cook noodles type of thing, right?
Yeah.
And so I was trying to watch, just whatever, trying to get the apps going. Max, which is Discovery.
Mac?
Max.
Oh, hey,
Max.
Man. What's going on?
How you doing?
I was like, what's Max Discovery?
What am I doing? Right. What did I discover?
Max, which is Discovery, which is TNT and all of that kind of stuff. That does not work outside of the United States of Freedom here.
Okay.
Amazon? Just fine. Yeah. And so these leagues right now are no longer concerned with what makes sense in the United States.
Yep.
It's what makes sense globally and what gives us the best opportunity to reach the globe. Because we'll talk about something in a second. The NBA is more global now than it's ever been.
Correct.
And so they want their games out there on a platform that is available worldwide. Amazon is. Discovery isn't. And so I think TNT is going to have an uphill battle, because Amazon is offering them something that at this point in time, Discovery can't offer the NBA, and that's streaming rights worldwide.
And to go into the article, not to read the entire thing, you can do that. You can find it. It's at The Athletic. TNT Sports has informed the NBA it plans to use its matching rights to continue broadcasting the league's games. The network is targeting the 11-year package signed by Amazon Prime Video. Sources briefed on the move said, while TNT has the contractual right to match an offer per its current contract, the NBA is expected to decline the network's right to take the agreed-upon Amazon package. Source briefed on the NBA's plans said the league's preference is to honor the $1.8 billion per year contract it agreed to with Amazon, you just forementioned.
Yeah, so I think that's why, because what Discovery is going to offer is not the same as what Amazon's offering, and that's global rights. And look, we know with the NFL, the reason they're on Netflix. You know what the other one that worked overseas was, Dusty? Netflix,
right?
So the NFL and the NBA are like, we're tapped in America, right? We've kind of reached our growth potential in the United States. Now it's time to conquer the world. And we've seen the NFL do that over the years. And now the NBA wants to follow suit. And with Netflix already investing in the NFL, well, now you've got Amazon, who's a global reach. They can invest in the NBA. And so I think it's apples to oranges right now. On the surface, it looks good. And yay, we're going to get Charles Barkley back and all of that. But if you're TNT, why not just offer yourself up an NBA show with those guys a couple of times a week instead of spending that money on the rights fees? Because nobody talks about the game that runs in between the halftime show and the pregame show and the postgame show. We're all talking about what Charles and Kenny and Ernie and Shaq are saying. That's what people are watching. That's what people really enjoy. If you're TNT, why don't you do an Inside the NBA show like we see with Inside the NFL and make that like a flagship show? Even if you don't have the game, you still have the personalities that everybody wants.
Moving on into more basketball talk, this is where Mac and I get goofy. You'll probably not see much of us when these games get played, but Team USA 5-0 in exhibition games. A little nerve-wracking yesterday, obviously, the South Sudan game that came down to a final shot made by none only than LeBron James.
Right.
Not a lot of Kevin Durant during this time, but it is what it is. This is the top notch of the best of the best. I believe we set a stat this morning. The Dream Team in 92 played against four total NBA players. This team will go up against 59 NBA players.
Right. So the talent, you're saying, it's better now.
It's richer.
Right?
Yeah. They got to be better. And there's been a lot of people that have said this is the best team that the USA has ever had. And I know you can roll your eyes, drive around, but at least you're listening. We appreciate that. But this team is full of superstars going against other superstars in the world because of what we've just mentioned about how global basketball is taking off.
Yeah.
The French team in the next 4 years, when they do their, they're going to be something to deal with.
Insane. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mbappe and Zinedine Zidane are going to be on that team. I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah. Watch out for the headbutts. We watch these games and you think about it, it's a little bit nervous. You know, they're playing in a tournament style thing. You're not going to win every game 116 to, 41. The game has evolved and changed.
But people still think it's 92 and the Dream Team is out there and they should be smoking everybody when you just gave this stat that if once you hear that stat, you're like, oh, okay, it's a completely different ball game than it was in 1992.
92 team would have taken Germany to the final minutes.
Team had all all-stars on it, and Germany had Lex Luthor playing for them. People you've never heard one.
Well, and the goal in Europe back in the 90s was to get to the NBA, and that's obviously the ultimate goal now, but there were a bunch of these guys that, and when you watch Olympic basketball, that are NBA players, level type players, but they stay in Europe because European basketball is great. You make good money, they get
really
more minutes.
Yeah.
Why not? Stay there, you're a star.
Yeah, and there's no taxes in Europe. So you make really good money, by playing overseas. And a lot of guys from America go overseas and play and have, 10, 12 year careers over there and bank a lot of dough.
And you never hear of them.
Right. Right. Like somebody just signed over in Europe recently that was a pretty big name. I'm trying to remember who it was last week. And he's like, I made an offer I couldn't refuse. And I'm like, I took the money and ran. Right. And so you got to find a way to get that back to America via briefcases and things of that nature. But but to me, the talent and no sport has grown globally more than the NBA and basketball over
100%.
The last 20 years. Right. Or last 40 years, really, since the Dream Team came around. In 92, whenever that was, right? 30 years ago. So this league continues to grow globally. And as it gets bigger and better in America, when was the last time you looked at a draft and saw college kid, college kid, college kid, college kid, college kid in the draft? You look at these NBA drafts right now, Lithuania, France, Germany, guys from all overseas are your top picks. And when your top picks are coming from other countries, well, that tells you there's good basketball all over the world. So going in with the mindset, because guys like Michael Jordan and guys like Isaiah Thomas and Magic Johnson were housing teams and motorboating these teams back in the day, and to still have that as the expectation, because that's the first kind of incarnation we had to Olympic basketball with pros, that's a fallacy. You got to adjust as we move on. And for people losing their minds yesterday about this team not covering the 15.5 point spread, me, that's like people losing their minds in week three if the Chiefs didn't put up 35. Like, what matters is what's going to take place in the next 2 weeks. But what also matters is, as good as America is, the competition worldwide has gotten better. We should still win this thing.
Yes.
But it's still going to be a much tougher test than it's ever been before.
Calling all you texters, 913-586-7610, for this next little snippet of a topic. There's a new job opening on the market in the world. Calling anyone who wishes their day job involved playing with Legos.
Right.
The Legoland location in Goshen, New York, is looking for a master model builder. So they want you to set up and try to be one of the best Lego builders that you can be, and including major setups of versions of the Golden Gate Bridge, Mount Rushmore, and the Washington Monument, among other landmarks. Sounds like a cool job if you're into Legos. I hate Legos ever since the first time I stepped on one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but the arch of my foot went onto a Lego. Said words I probably shouldn't have said.
And you're not even a father. Wait till you're a dad and the kids are leaving these Lego all around and you're stepping on them. It's painful, man.
Team Play-Doh over here. That gets
into your carpet, into the fibers, deep, deep, deep into the fibers.
That's better than getting to the deep fibers of my foot. But it brings up a question. What would be an awesome professional job that you would love to have? 913-586-7610. We're going to lose control immediately. I want to be a professional motorboater.
Yeah, well.
I guess you could do that. Yeah. Somebody else had gone down. I want to be a UFC strike-by-strike commentator. John Ankins' job. That's a tough fight. That's a tough gig. I don't know if I want to watch people bleed and get knocked out as a cool job.
No.
I mean, to each their own, right? Whatever. Right. Somebody from the 913, fighter pilot. I'd love to see, I'm not going to read the rest of it, but they want to
fighter
help.
Pilot would be a cool job. Like, what kid didn't grow up wanting to be a fighter pilot, right?
Yeah. What would be a job that you think would be very cool if you could have?
If I could have? Yeah. Somebody pay me to just sit?
Well, that's fair. Glitter applier. I don't know what that means. Grounds crew for the Royals. I feel like if you like looking at your lawn after you mow it, I think it'd be great to look at that diamond. Like,
kind of work? That's hard work.
No, I mean, Trevor Vance does an amazing job, and I'm very jealous of what he does. But, I mean, if I'm looking at my backyard from a shower window going, look at those lines, I'm going all the way to the top of that stadium looking down for about 2.5 hours before the game starts going, nailed it.
Got it. Man, look at that design I did. Yeah.
I would be a backup quarterback to Mahomes.
That's a good job. That's a great job.
Perfect.
That to me, or a punter for Mahomes.
Punter for Mahomes.
I'll sign up for that.
Yeah, you don't want to be a punter for a team that's punting all the time.
No doubt.
I do like first base coach coming in from the 913 because that is, I mean, my God, what do you do?
What, a professional napper?
Yeah, no, a first base coach.
Oh, well, I don't want to be
a professional napper.
I don't know if I want to be Vance Wilson. That guy gets down on his stomach.
He's a third base coach.
Yeah, but
he's
a third.
No, I didn't say anything about a third base coach. First base coach.
Okay.
You hold a shin guard and you yell, get back. That's it.
Sitting in AC talking sports all day sounds pretty damn good. It's nice. It is fun.
Do you know anybody that sits in AC all day and talks sports all day? Because I don't.
Yeah.
Why would you want to be the equipment manager for the Chiefs? Do you know what kind of work that is?
The smells.
Oh, my God. Ugh. The smells, the work. I mean, that is labor intensive.
Did you watch that?
You'd love to take care of the Royals facility. Another labor intensive job.
Yeah, seriously.
Did you see that last year? I don't know how much of the franchise you watch. I know you got a lot going on, but they did an actual episode where they focused in on the equipment manager.
Just what they do for training camp is ridiculously stupid.
And the way he describes it is he was like, yeah, when I first got the gig, I was going to college, whatever, and then I kind of latched on. And Lamar Hunt was basically like, why don't you just stick around with the team? You know, we'll just keep it. He's still the guy there today. And he's like, in the original type of the job, it was, okay, get their shoes, their jersey, and their helmet. Now he's like, they got 3 different pairs of shoes. They got 2 different pairs of jerseys. Yep. Some guys have a headband. Some guys have, you know, whatever they need. Seems like a tough job.
It's a horribly tough job, and you get no respect from it, right? Now, I'm sure the players do treat you well, and they respect you, but I mean, where's the sled? Where's this? Where, like, you're in charge of everything. That is a tough, tough job.
Can't get no respect, man.
Now, Alan Wright does a great job with that, man. He's been doing a great job since day one. He's one of the best in the business, but, man, that is a hard, thankless job.
No doubt about it. Fesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors.
Shame Gang is a good one, too. Doesn't pay a lot, but you get a good seat for the game.
And they still don't want the laser, so you still have some job clout.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Fesco in the Morning, damn glad to have you as we move into the 9 o'clock hour. This show has gone by lightning quick. You'll get Cody and Gold live in studio today. They survived their first day of camp, so they're in.
That's good.
They're in good shape. They're lean and in football shape.
That's good. That's all you can ask for, Dusty.
Yep. That's what camp
cliches. Best shape of their lives.
Best shape of their lives. Better than ever. Ready for the opportunity.
When do you think Alex Gold last did anything athletic? Do you think it's the combine years ago,
or when they attempted to play basketball during the Big 12 tournament? And he tried to shoot or play defense.
Right. Yeah.
I think that's somewhat of athletic ability. But I don't want to dog too much on him. I've gotten in trouble for that before.
For what?
We just said he looked like a single dad at a Vegas trip.
Okay. How did you get in trouble for telling the truth?
They say the truth shall set you free.
Mm-hmm. From the 816, we're talking about great jobs, and we're going to get to one here in a second, but this guy texted in, and it may be Alex. Always wanted to be in a full-time touring ska band. Now I'm just a Midwest suburban dad.
I'll tee him up, you knock him out. We continue to take your text in on that. We'll get into that as a story came out of somebody who is a professional blank. We'll get into that a little bit later, but what is your dream job, or what is your dream professional job that you would love to have? 913-586-7610. I do want to start with a dream team, not Jordan and those guys, but there's a chance that we may not lose the TNT pre and post game crew. TNT Sports plans to match Amazon's media rights package for NBA stare down.
How about that that stealth letter by TNT yesterday saying we are matching and we expect the NBA to comply. That was like,
hello,
we have the right to do this and we're doing it. And you better match or you better accept. Otherwise there's going to be hell to pay. And I will say this, if I'm the NBA right now, I will fight this thing in court because Amazon gives you something that Discovery does not give you.
Right.
The ability to stream worldwide. And when we were in Italy, I was trying to get on different apps, to watch programs or whatever, so I didn't have to watch the Italian Food Network, which was very different than our Food Network. It was all in Italian, and they cooked a lot of pasta. It was very different. It was like 1995 Food Network over there, okay? Remember how it was like just a simple kitchen and somebody boiling water, and here's how you cook noodles type of thing, right?
Yeah.
And so I was trying to watch, just whatever, trying to get the apps going. Max, which is Discovery.
Max.
Hey, man, what's going on?
How you doing?
I was like, what's Max Discovery?
What am I doing? Right. What did I discover?
Max, which is Discovery, which is TNT and all of that kind of stuff, that does not work outside of the United States of Freedom here.
Okay.
Amazon, just fine. Yeah. And so these leagues right now are no longer concerned with what makes sense in the United States.
Yep.
It's what makes sense globally and what gives us the best opportunity to reach the globe, because we'll talk about something in a second. The NBA is more global now than it's ever been.
Correct.
And so they want their games out there on a platform that is available worldwide. Amazon is, Discovery isn't. And so I think TNT is going to have an uphill battle, because Amazon is offering them something that at this point in time, Discovery can't offer the NBA, and that's streaming rights worldwide.
And to go into the article, and not to read the entire thing, you can do that. You can find it. It's at The Athletic. TNT Sports has informed the NBA it plans to use its matching rights to continue broadcasting the league's games. The network is targeting the 11-year package signed by Amazon Prime Video. Sources briefed on the move said, while TNT has the contractual right to match an offer per its current contract, the NBA is expected to decline the network's right to take the agreed-upon Amazon package. Source briefed on the NBA's plans said the league's preference is to honor the $1.8 billion per year contract it agreed to with Amazon, like you just forementioned.
Yeah, so I think that's why, because what Discovery is going to offer is not the same as what Amazon's offering, and that's global rights. And look, we know with the NFL, the reason they're on Netflix. You know what the other one that worked overseas was, Dusty? Netflix,
right?
So the NFL and the NBA are like, we're tapped in America, right? We've kind of reached our growth potential in the United States. Now it's time to conquer the world. And we've seen the NFL do that over the years. And now the NBA wants to follow suit. And with Netflix already investing in the NFL, well, now you've got Amazon, who's a global reach. They can invest in the NBA. And so I think it's apples to oranges right now. On the surface, it looks good. And yay, we're going to get Charles Barkley back and all of that. But if you're TNT, why not just offer yourself up an NBA show with those guys a couple of times a week instead of spending that money on the rights fees? Because nobody talks about the game that runs in between the halftime show and the pregame show and the postgame show. We're all talking about what Charles and Kenny and Ernie and Shaq are saying. That's what people are watching. That's what people really enjoy. If you're TNT, why don't you do an Inside the NBA show like we see with Inside the NFL, and make that like a flagship show? Even if you don't have the game, you still have the personalities that everybody wants.
Moving on into more basketball talk. This is where Mac and I get goofy. You'll probably not see much of us when these games get played. But Team USA, 5-0 in exhibition games. A little nerve-wracking yesterday. Obviously, the South Sudan game that came down to a final shot made by none only than LeBron James.
Right.
Not a lot of Kevin Durant during this time, but it is what it is. This is the top notch of the best of the best. I believe we set a stat this morning. The Dream Team in 92 played against four total NBA players. This team will go up against 59 NBA players.
Right. So the talent, you're saying that it's better now.
It's richer.
Right?
Yeah. They got to be better. And there's been a lot of people that have said this is the best team that the USA has ever had. And I know you can roll your eyes, drive around, but at least you're listening. We appreciate that. But this team is full of superstars going against other superstars in the world because of what we've just mentioned about how global basketball is taking off.
Yeah.
The French team in the next 4 years, they're going to be something to deal with.
Yeah. Insane.
Right?
Yeah. Mbappe and Zinedine Zidane are going to be on that team. I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah. Watch out for the headbutts. We watch these games and like you think about them. Okay, it's a little bit nervous. You know, they're playing in a tournament style thing. You're not going to win every game 116-41. The game has evolved and changed.
But people still think it's 92 and the Dream Team is out there and they should be smoking everybody. When you just gave this stat, that if once you hear that stat, you're like, oh, okay, it's a completely different ball game than it was in 1992.
92 team would have taken Germany to the final minutes.
Team had like, you know, all stars on it, and Germany had like Lex Luthor playing for them. You know, like people you've never heard one.
Well, and the goal in Europe back in the 90s was to get to the NBA, and that's obviously the ultimate goal now, but there were a bunch of these guys that, and when you watch Olympic basketball, that are NBA players, level type players, but they stay in Europe because European basketball is great. You make good money, they get
really
more minutes.
Yeah,
why not? Stay there, you're a star.
Yeah, and there's no taxes in Europe. So you make really good money, you know, by playing overseas. And a lot of guys from America go overseas and play and have, you know, 10, 12 year careers over there and bank a lot of dough.
And you never hear of them.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like somebody just signed over in Europe recently. That was a pretty big name. I'm trying to remember who it was last week. And he's like, I made an offer I couldn't refuse. And I'm like, I took the money and ran. Right. And so you got to find a way to get that back to America via briefcases and things of that nature. But, but to me, like the talent and like no sport has grown globally more than the NBA and basketball over 100%. The last 20 years, right. Or last 40 years, really, since the Dream Team came around. And 92, whenever that was, right? 30 years ago. So this league continues to grow globally. And as it gets bigger and better in America, when was the last time you looked at a draft and saw college kid, college kid, college kid, college kid, college kid in the draft? You look at these NBA drafts right now, Lithuania, France, Germany, guys from all overseas are your top picks. And when your top picks are coming from other countries, well, that tells you there's good basketball all over the world. So going in with the mindset, because guys like Michael Jordan and guys like Isaiah Thomas and Magic Johnson were housing teams and motorboating these teams back in the day, and to still have that as the expectation, because that's the first kind of incarnation we had to Olympic basketball with pros, that's a fallacy. You got to adjust as we move on. And for people losing their minds yesterday about this team not covering the 15.5-point spread, me, that's like people losing their minds in week three if the Chiefs didn't put up 35. Like, what matters is what's going to take place in the next 2 weeks. But what also matters is, as good as America is, the competition worldwide has gotten better. We should still win this thing.
Yes.
But it's still going to be a much tougher test than it's ever been before.
Calling all you texters, 913-586-7610, for this next little snippet of a topic. There's a new job opening on the market in the world. Calling anyone who wishes their day job involved playing with Legos.
Right.
The Legoland location in Goshen, New York, is looking for a master model builder. So they want you to set up and try to be one of the best Lego builders that you can be, including major setups of versions of the Golden Gate Bridge, Mount Rushmore, and the Washington Monument, among other landmarks. Sounds like a cool job if you're into Legos. I hate Legos ever since the first time I stepped on one. I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but the arch of my foot went onto a Lego. Said words I probably shouldn't have said.
And you're not even a father. Wait till you're a dad and the kids are leaving these Lego all around and you're stepping on them. It's painful, man.
Team Play-Doh over here.
That gets into your carpet, into the fibers, deep, deep, deep into the fibers.
That's better than getting to the deep fibers of my foot. But it brings up a question. What would be an awesome professional job that you would love to have? 913-586-7610. We're going to lose control immediately. I want to be a professional motorboater.
Yeah, well.
I guess you could do that. Somebody else had gone down. I want to be a UFC strike-by-strike commentator. John Ankin's job. That's a tough fight. That's a tough gig. I don't know if I want to watch people bleed and get knocked out as a cool job.
No.
I mean, to each their own, right? Whatever. Right. Somebody from the 913, fighter pilot. I'd love to see, I'm not going to read the rest of it, but they want to
fighter
help.
Pilot would be a cool job. Like, what you didn't grow up wanting to be a fighter pilot, right?
Yeah. What would be a job that you think would be very cool if you could have?
If I could have? Yeah. Somebody pay me to just sit?
Well, that's fair. Glitter applier. I don't know what that means. Grounds crew for the Royals. I feel like if you like looking at your lawn after you mow it, I think it'd be great to look at that diamond. Like,
you
I feel
know
like
what kind of work? That's hard work.
No, I mean, Trevor Vance does an amazing job, and I'm very jealous of what he does. But, I mean, if I'm looking at my backyard from a shower window going, look at those lines, I'm going all the way to the top of that stadium looking down for about 2.5 hours where the game starts going, nailed it.
Got it. Man, look at that design I did. Yeah.
I would be a backup quarterback to Mahomes.
That's a good job. That's a great job.
Perfect. That to me, or a punter for Mahomes.
Punter for Mahomes.
I'll sign up for that.
Yeah, you don't want to be a punter for a team that's punting all the time.
No doubt.
I do like first base coach coming in from the 913 because that is, I mean, my God, what do you do?
What, a professional napper?
Yeah, no, a first base coach.
Oh, well, I don't want to be
a professional napper.
I don't know if I want to be Vance Wilson. That guy gets down on his stomach.
He's a third base coach.
Yeah, but I mean,
I didn't say anything about a third base coach. First base coach.
Okay.
You hold a shin guard and you yell, get back. That's it.
Sitting in AC talking sports all day sounds pretty damn good. It's nice. It is fun.
Do you know anybody that sits in AC all day and talks sports all day? Because I don't.
Yeah.
Why would you want to be the equipment manager for the Chiefs? Do you know what kind of work that is?
The smells.
Oh, my God. The smells, the work. I mean, that is labor intensive.
Did you watch that?
You'd love to take care of the Royals facility. Another labor intensive job.
Yeah, seriously.
Did you see that last year? I don't know if how much of the franchise you watch. I know you got a lot going on, but they did an actual episode where they focused in on the equipment manager.
just what they do for training camp is ridiculously stupid.
And the way he describes it is he was like, yeah, when I first got the gig, I was going to college, whatever, and then I kind of latched on, and Lamar Hunt was basically like, why don't you just stick around with the team? You know, we'll just keep it. He's still the guy there today. And he's like, in the original top of the job, it was, okay, get their shoes, their jersey, and their helmet. Now he's like, they got three different pairs of shoes. They got two different pairs of jerseys. Yep. Some guys have a headband. Some guys have, you know, whatever they need. Seems like a tough job.
It's a horribly tough job, and you get no respect from it, right? Now, I'm sure the players do treat you well, and they respect you, but, I mean, where's the sled? Where's this? Where, like, you're in charge of everything. That is a tough, tough job.
Get no respect, man.
Now, Alan Wright does a great job with that, man. Nice. He's been doing a great job since day one. He's one of the best in the business, but, man, that is a hard, thankless job.
No doubt about it. Fesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors.
Shame Gang is a good one, too. Doesn't pay a lot, but you get a good seat for the game.
And they still don't want the laser, so you still have some job clout. Back here on Fesco in the Morning, damn glad to have you as we move into the 9 o'clock hour. This show has gone by lightning quick. You'll get Cody and Gold live in studio today. They survived their first day of camp, so they're in.
That's good.
They're in good shape. They're lean and in football shape.
That's good. That's all you can ask for, Dusty.
Yep. That's what camp cliches.
Best shape of their lives.
Best shape of their lives. Better than ever. Ready for the opportunity.
When do you think Alex Gold last did anything athletic? Do you think it's the combine years ago,
or when they attempted to play basketball during the Big 12 tournament? And he tried to shoot or play defense.
Right. Yeah.
I think that's somewhat of athletic ability. But I don't want to dog too much on him. I've gotten in trouble for that before.
For what?
We just said he looked like a single dad at a Vegas trip.
Okay. How did you get in trouble for telling the truth?
They say the truth shall set you free.
Mm-hmm. From the 816, you know, we're talking about great jobs, and we're going to get to one here in a second, but this guy texted in, and it may be Alex. Always wanted to be in a full-time touring ska band. Now I'm just a Midwest suburban dad.
I'll tee him up, you knock him out. I'll tee him up, you knock him out. We continue to take your texts in on that. We'll get into that as a story came out of somebody who is a professional blank. We'll get into that a little bit later, but what is your dream job, or what is your dream professional job that you would love to have? 913-586-7610. I do want to start with a dream team, not Jordan and those guys, but there's a chance that we may not lose the TNT pre and post game crew. TNT Sports plans to match Amazon's media rights package for NBA stare down.
How about that that stealth letter by TNT yesterday saying we are matching and we expect the NBA to comply.
Mm-hmm.
That was like,
hello,
we have the right to do this and we're doing it. And you better match or you better accept. Otherwise there's going to be hell to pay. Mm-hmm. And I will say this, if I'm the NBA right now, I will fight this thing in court because Amazon gives you something that Discovery does not give you.
Right.
The ability to stream worldwide. And when we were in Italy, I was trying to get on different apps, you know, to watch programs or whatever, so I didn't have to watch the Italian Food Network, which was very different than our food network. It was all in Italian, and they cooked a lot of pasta. It was very different. It was like 1995 Food Network over there, okay? Remember how it was like just a simple kitchen and somebody boiling water, and here's how you cook noodles type of thing, right?
Yeah.
And so I was trying to watch, you know, just whatever, trying to get the apps going. Max, which is Discovery.
Max.
Oh, hey, man. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I was like, what's Max Discovery?
What am I doing? Right. What did I discover?
Max, which is Discovery, which is TNT and all of that kind of stuff. That does not work outside of the United States of Freedom here.
Okay.
Amazon? Just fine. Yeah. And so these leagues right now are no longer concerned with what makes sense in the United States.
Yep.
It's what makes sense globally and what gives us the best opportunity to reach the globe. Because we'll talk about something in a second. The NBA is more global now than it's ever been.
Correct.
And so they want their games out there on a platform that is available worldwide. Amazon is. Discovery isn't. And so I think TNT is going to have an uphill battle because Amazon is offering them something that at this point in time, Discovery can't offer the NBA, and that's streaming rights worldwide.
And to go into the article, not to read the entire thing, you can do that. You can find it. It's at The Athletic. TNT Sports has informed the NBA it plans to use its matching rights to continue broadcasting the league's games. The network is targeting the 11-year package signed by Amazon Prime Video. Sources briefed on the move said, while TNT has the contractual right to match an offer per its current contract, the NBA is expected to decline the network's right to take the agreed-upon Amazon package. Source briefed on the NBA's plans said the league's preference is to honor the $1.8 billion per year contract it agreed to with Amazon, like you just forementioned.
Yeah, so I think that's why, because what Discovery is going to offer is not the same as what Amazon's offering, and that's global rights. And look, we know with the NFL, the reason they're on Netflix. You know what the other one that worked overseas was, Dusty? Netflix,
right?
So the NFL and the NBA are like, we're tapped in America, right? We've kind of reached our growth potential in the United States. Now it's time to conquer the world. And we've seen the NFL do that over the years. And now the NBA wants to follow suit. And with Netflix already investing in the NFL, well, now you've got Amazon, who's a global reach. They can invest in the NBA. And so I think it's apples to oranges right now. On the surface, it looks good. And yay, we're going to get Charles Barkley back and all of that. But if you're TNT, why not just offer yourself up an NBA show with those guys a couple of times a week instead of spending that money on the rights fees? Because nobody talks about the game that runs in between the halftime show and the pregame show and the postgame show. We're all talking about what Charles and Kenny and Ernie and Shaq are saying. That's what people are watching. That's what people really enjoy. If you're TNT, why don't you do an Inside the NBA show like we see with Inside the NFL? And make that like a flagship show. Even if you don't have the game, you still have the personalities that everybody wants.
Moving on into more basketball talk. This is where Mac and I get goofy. You'll probably not see much of us when these games get played. But Team USA, 5-0 in exhibition games. A little nerve-wracking yesterday. Obviously, the South Sudan game that came down to a final shot made by none only than LeBron James.
Right.
Not a lot of Kevin Durant during this time, but it is what it is. This is the top notch of the best. I believe we set a stat this morning. The Dream Team in 92 played against four total NBA players. This team will go up against 59 NBA players.
Right. So the talent, you're saying that it's better now.
It's richer.
Right?
Yeah. They got to be better. And there's been a lot of people that have said this is the best team that the USA has ever had. And I know you can roll your eyes, drive around, but at least you're listening. We appreciate that. But this team is full of superstars going against other superstars in the world because of what we've just mentioned about how global basketball is taking off.
Yeah.
The French team in the next 4 years, they're going to be something to deal with.
Insane.
Right?
Yeah. So, Mbappe and Zinedine Zidane are going to be on that team. I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah. Watch out for the headbutts. We watch these games and like you think about it, okay, it's a little bit nervous, you know, they're playing in a tournament style thing. You're not going to win every game 116 to, 41. The game has evolved and changed.
But people still think it's 92 and the Dream Team is out there and they should be smoking everybody when you just gave this stat that if once you hear that stat, you're like, oh, okay, it's a completely different ball game than it was in 1992.
92 team would have taken Germany to the final minutes.
Team had like, all stars on it, and Germany had like Lex Luthor playing for them. You know, like people you've never heard one.
Well, and the goal in Europe back in the 90s was to get to the NBA, and that's obviously the ultimate goal now, but there are a bunch of these guys that when you watch Olympic basketball that are NBA players, level type players, but they stay in Europe because European basketball is great. You make good money.
Make
they get
really
more minutes.
Money.
Yeah, why not? Stay there. You're a star.
Yeah, and there's no taxes in Europe. So you make really good money, by playing overseas. And a lot of guys from America go overseas and play and have, 10, 12 year careers over there and bank a lot of dough. And
you never hear of them.
Right. Right. Like somebody just signed over in Europe recently. That was a pretty big name. I'm trying to remember who it was last week. And he's like, I made an offer I couldn't refuse. And I'm like, I took the money and ran. Right. And so you got to find a way to get that back to America via briefcases and things of that nature. But, but to me, like the talent and like no sport has grown globally more than the NBA and basketball over 100%. The last 20 years. Right. Or last 40 years, really, since the Dream Team came around in 92, whenever that was, right? 30 years ago. So this league continues to grow globally. And as it gets bigger and better in America, when was the last time you looked at a draft and saw college kid, college kid, college kid, college kid, college kid in the draft? You look at these NBA drafts right now, Lithuania, France, Germany, guys from all overseas are your top picks. And when your top picks are coming from other countries, well, that tells you there's good basketball all over the world. So going in with the mindset, because guys like Michael Jordan and guys like Isaiah Thomas and Magic Johnson were housing teams and motorboating these teams back in the day, and to still have that as the expectation, because that's the first kind of incarnation we had to Olympic basketball with pros, that's a fallacy. You got to adjust as we move on. And for people losing their minds yesterday about this team not covering the 15.5-point spread, me, that's like people losing their minds in week three if the Chiefs didn't put up 35. Like, what matters is what's going to take place in the next 2 weeks. But what also matters is, as good as America is, the competition worldwide has gotten better. We should still win this thing.
Yes.
But it's still going to be a much tougher test than it's ever been before.
Calling all you texters, 913-586-7610, for this next little snippet of a topic. There's a new job opening on the market in the world. Calling anyone who wishes their day job involved playing with Legos.
Right.
The Legoland location in Goshen, New York, is looking for a master model builder. So they want you to set up and try to be one of the best Lego builders that you can be, including major setups of versions of the Golden Gate Bridge, Mount Rushmore, and the Washington Monument, among other landmarks. Sounds like a cool job if you're into Legos. I hate Legos ever since the first time I stepped on one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but the arch of my foot went onto a Lego. Said words I probably shouldn't have said.
And you're not even a father. Wait till you're a dad and the kids are leaving these Lego all around and you're stepping on them. It's painful, man.
Team Play-Doh over here.
That gets into your carpet, into the fibers, deep, deep, deep into the fibers.
That's better than getting to the deep fibers of my foot. But it brings up a question. What would be an awesome professional job that you would love to have? 913-586-7610. We're going to lose control immediately. I want to be a professional motorboater.
Yeah, well.
I guess you could do that. Somebody else had gone down. I want to be a UFC strike-by-strike commentator. John Ankins' job. That's a tough fight. That's a tough gig. I don't know if I want to watch people bleed and get knocked out as a cool job.
No.
I mean, to each their own, right? Whatever. Right. Somebody from the 913, fighter pilot. I'd love to see, well, I'm not going to read the rest of it, but anyways. They want to
fighter
help.
Pilot would be a cool job. Like, what you do you wanting to be a fighter pilot, right?
Yeah. What would be a job that you think would be very cool if you could have?
If I could have?
Yeah.
Somebody pay me to just sit?
Well, that's fair.
Glitter
applier. I don't know what that means. Grounds crew for the Royals. I feel like if you like looking at your lawn after you mow it, I think it'd be great to look at that diamond. Like,
do you
I feel
know
like,
what kind of work? That's hard work.
No, I mean, Trevor Vance does an amazing job, and I'm very jealous of what he does. But, I mean, if I'm looking at my backyard from a shower window going, look at those lines, I'm going all the way to the top of that stadium looking down for about 2.5 hours where the game starts going, nailed it.
Got it. Man, look at that design I did. Yeah.
I would be a backup quarterback to Mahomes.
That's a good job. That's perfect. Yeah, that's a great job.
Perfect.
That to me, or a punter for Mahomes.
Punter for Mahomes.
I'll sign up for that.
Yeah, you don't want to be a punter for a team that's punting all the time.
No doubt.
I do like first base coach coming in from the 913 because that is, I mean, my God, what do you do?
What, a professional napper?
Yeah, no, a first base coach.
Oh, well, I don't want to be
a professional napper.
I don't know if I want to be Vance Wilson. That guy gets down on his stomach.
He's a third base coach.
Yeah, but
he's
third.
No, I didn't say anything about a third base coach. First base coach.
Okay.
You hold a shin guard and you yell, get back. That's it.
Sitting in AC talking sports all day sounds pretty damn good. It's nice. It is fun.
Do you know anybody that sits in AC all day and talks sports all day? Because I don't.
Yeah.
Why would you want to be the equipment manager for the Chiefs? Do you know what kind of work that is?
The smells.
Oh, my God. Ugh. The smells, the work. I mean, that is labor-intensive.
Did you watch that?
You'd love to take care of the Royals facility. Another labor-intensive job.
Yeah, seriously.
Did you see that last year? I don't know if how much of the franchise you watch. I know you got a lot going on, but they did an actual episode where they focused in on the equipment manager.
Just what they do for training camp is ridiculously stupid.
And the way he describes it is he was like, when I first got the gig, I was going to college, whatever, and then I kind of latched on, and Lamar Hunt was basically like, why don't you just stick around with the team? You know, we'll just keep it. He's still the guy there today. And he's like, in the original type of the job, it was, okay, get their shoes, their jersey, and their helmet. Now he's like, they got three different pairs of shoes. They got two different pairs of jerseys. Yep. Some guys have a headband. Some guys have, you know, whatever they need. Seems like a tough job.
It's a horribly tough job, and you get no respect from it, right? Now, I'm sure the players do treat you well, and they respect you, but I mean, where's the sled? Where's this? Where, like, you're in charge of everything. That is a tough, tough job.
Can't get no respect, man.
Now, Alan Wright does a great job with that, man. He's been doing a great job since day one. He's one of the best in the business, but, man, that is a hard, thankless job.
No doubt about it. Fesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage
Doors. Chain Gang is a good one, too. Doesn't pay a lot, but you get a good seat for the game.
And they still don't want the lasers, so you still have some job clout.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.